One case in the laws of Mukseh, we're learning Basis. So we learned already that if something that was permissible, like a chair, let's say, and before Shabbat somebody put on the chair Mukseh, and that the Mukseh was on the chair throughout Ben Hashemashot, so then that chair becomes Mukseh even if the Mukseh is moved off the chair. That chair, which normally is permissible, became a basis, and the basis takes on the status of whatever was on it. Example, you put money on the chair before Shabbat, just keep it there, and then let's say a goy came and took the money off. Doesn't matter, the chair remains Mukseh for the entire Shabbat. That's the regular law of basis. The question we discussed today is a sheilat of the Esther Chama Vadya. Let's say that chair now gets mixed up in all the other chairs in the house. And now you need to take the chairs out to use them on Shabbat, but one of them is clearly Mukseh. So do we say over here the concept of Bitul? Just like when things get mixed up with each other, milk and meat, and things that are permissible, things that are forbidden, we say there's a Bitul. So maybe I could say over here, Batel Barov. If there's three chairs, so therefore one chair is a suit, two chairs are permissible, say Batil Barov and say it's okay. Problem is we have a rule that says that Davar Shiyesh Lo Matirim En Lo Bitul. What is Davar Shiyesh Lo Matirim? The classic case of an egg that was born on Yom Tov. The egg is called Nolad. It's Mukseh. That egg gets mixed up with 1,000 eggs. The Gemara says there's no Bitul. Why? Wait it out. Wait until after Yom Tov and the egg will be permissible. So we don't rely on Bitul, and if you wait it out, it'll become permissible anyway. That's called Davar Shiyesh Lo Matirim. So similarly over here, wait it out till after Shabbat, and that chair will be non-mukseh, and therefore the chairs will be permissible. Seemingly, if you use the principle of Davar Shiyesh Lo Matirim, you're going to be stuck, not be able to use any of those chairs on Shabbat. However, there's a famous Shita of the Noda Bihuda that says, we only say the principle of Davar Shiyesh Lo Matirim by food. We don't say it by other items. Why? Food, like an egg, it's a one-time use. One-time use, it's consumed and it's finished. So that the Gemara says, instead of consuming it with a bitul, the isud, wait till after Shabbat and consume it, beter. Anyway, you're getting one shot at the egg. So therefore, the one shot, you might as well take it, beheter. However, when it comes to a chair, I can use a chair 100 times. And therefore, if you're going to tell the guy, wait till after Shabbat, fine, but I lost all those many, many usages that I could have had during the Shabbat itself. Then we don't say, well, the one time you could use the chair. What do you mean the one time I could use the chair? The chair can use it 100 times before Shabbat is over. In that case over there, we don't say the Vashesh Lo Matirim, because I lost that usage that I could have had on Shabbat. Whereas an egg, either you're going to eat it now, you can eat it later. By waiting, you're not going to get any less usage out of the egg than you had already. Then we say, okay, you must wait it out. By telling a guy that he can't use the chair until after, that I could have used it many more times until that Motzei Shabbat came. And therefore, Kotru Nabi Yehuda, there's no Davar Shiyesh Lo Matirim in this case. Therefore, Chama Vadya says, Mukseh is only the Rabbanan. We can rely on this opinion. And therefore, we'll say the chair is Batel. And once the chair is Batel, you can use all the chairs subsequently on the Shabbat. You don't have to wait until Motzei Shabbat.